Blessings, dear family. Mother Claire began. Lord, please forgive me. It's your pride hanging out for all to see. I laughed. Oh, thanks. Claire, I want you and all my heart dwellers to be more careful on how you respond to people. She is still very far away from seeing this in herself. It's going to take time, patience, and lots of love. Dear one, there are things you do not recognize that are baggage from the world, but isn't it noteworthy that she can see your faults but misses her very own? It is the way of all flesh, and that's what you all are here for, to crucify your own flesh. I understand you both to a T, and it makes me so happy when you recognize your faults and work to correct them on the heart level. This is what I am asking of you. If you cannot correct your own faults, at least pray for others that I may correct them so that your love for one another can grow, and you will glorify me by your brotherly love for one another. Oh, how I long for you all to carry deep reverence and respect for one another in your hearts. It's not always about rank, but many times it is only a stroke of self-protection to prevent others from wounding you. And how did I protect myself from being wounded? The answer is simple. I didn't. I allowed it to be aligned with my Father's will. Focus your attention on the importance of humility and self-examination. Please do not critique others. I will correct what needs addressing if you will pray. This will go a long way in your spiritual development. I am a God of restoration and reconciliation rather than judgment and condemnation. Bear the burdens of those who have erred. Seek to be compassionate and have understanding. Be mindful of your own actions, dear children, and avoid a critical and judgmental attitude. Rather, adopt a loving, prayerful mindset, and in this way, you will resemble me. In Matthew 7, verses 3 through 5, we read, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Amen.